Afternoon. My name is Scott McCollum. I'm Assistant Chief with the College Station Police Department. And it's sad to report today that we've had a very serious situation occur here in College Station. We had officers respond to a shot call at the corner of Fidelity and Highland. Once the officers arrived on scene, they began to take fire. An individual within inside the address of 2211 Fidelity began taking fire on the officers. They defended themselves, called in additional officers. Additional officers responded and began trying to handle the situation as best as possible. As you can imagine, in a situation like this, it's very chaotic. We have a lot of information that's coming in. We have multiple crime scenes, and we ask the public to be patient as we start trying to piece this together, trying to understand why this tragedy has occurred. As you can imagine, there are many, many different witnesses, as well as responding law enforcement officers. There's a lot of details that we're trying to piece together. Just to kind of summarize exactly what the officers saw when they arrived on scene, again, they began taking fire. There was a constable down in the front yard. As additional officers began to respond to the location, they were able to engage the gunman. They ended up shooting the gunman and taking him into custody. Several of the other officers that were responding began CPR on the constable, and he was transported to a local hospital. Those identified as far as casualties in the situation, Constable Brian Bachman was the constable that responded to that address. The reason for his response to that address is still unknown at this time. We are still working, trying to gather that information, but he has been pronounced deceased, and his family has been notified. And our thoughts and prayers that go out to the Bachman family. Another College Station police officer has been shot in the leg. He is receiving treatment at a local hospital. His condition, as I understand it, is stable. We'd also had two civilians that were shot in this situation. We have a female civilian that was injured, and she is currently in surgery at a local hospital. And we have a male civilian that is currently that has been pronounced deceased. We also have two officers that have received non-life-threatening injuries and are being treated as well. Just want to let the public know that we have many, many agencies that have responded to assist us in this tragedy, assist us in the investigation, and provide logistical support to us. We're very grateful to them. We work together very closely in this region, and we're fortunate to have each other to support one another. It is a tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those involved, the families of those involved, and we will do our best to conduct a very thorough and accurate investigation to try and determine exactly why this occurred and provide some answers to the public. I plan to come back to you hopefully with some additional information within the next hour. As you can imagine, it's very chaotic, and we are gathering a whole lot of information, and we're doing our best to gather accurate information and provide that to you as soon as possible.